Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. This one's going to be weird, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's out there, buddy.
Man, I love it.
I don't think it's going to be too long. It's not going to be, like, in-depth, crazy, religious. It's probably going to be a little mind-fucky. Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've been going down the religious road a lot lately.
Right. And this isn't religious in the traditional sense, but I still feel like there's some sort of, like, religiousness to it, a loyalty to a greater being, another being.
I thought you said it wasn't going to be religious. Now you're saying it is going to be a little bit religious.
Maybe. I guess it depends on the loose definition of religion.
So that was a fucking lie.
I never get to use that sound effect. I needed an excuse to.
Was an untruth or a fucking lie. I guess that's fine.
No.
But man, I got to tell you, I don't know if you've been watching the numbers or not, but the first Book of Enoch, part one that we did, it's so high on the charts. We've never had one with 370 listens at this point, 4 weeks in.
Yeah, I saw the numbers. It must have been, Sunday, I guess. And I was shocked. I was like, wow, look at that, man. It's really doing well.
Yeah, everyone, it seems like we're reaching high points for the first 24 hours of any given episode, it seems like, in recent times. We're getting, it was like 76 or 77 listens in a single day. I mean, look, we're a tiny podcast. I'm happy for those numbers.
Yeah, me too, man.
Remember 2 years ago? Well, it's been almost exactly 2 years. Wait, if this comes out in 2 weeks, then it'll almost be pretty much on 2 years.
I don't know why we ever do this. Try to figure out the dates and shit.
I don't know. We should just forget that.
My camera is driving me crazy, dude, with how blurry it is.
Stop looking at you.
I can't help it, dude. I'm beautiful.
So we should live stream. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think I'm beautiful.
We all do.
Thanks, buddy. I think you're beautiful, too.
Oh, thanks, man.
Or did you mean we all think ourselves that we are beautiful?
Oh, no. We all think you are.
Ah, wow. What a guy.
But I remember when we first released the episodes, 0 and 1, we were like, after a week, we were like, yeah, 25 listens. Look at us go.
Did we even get that high?
In a week? Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe it was a month before we got to 25 listens.
Yeah, I remember it took a while. We're just like the little engine that could. You know, we just keep chugging along and...
Oh, yeah.
Move over, Joe Rogan. By the time we get to Joe Rogan size, if we ever do, he'll be dead.
Yeah. Long gone.
Yeah, he'll die of old age. Podcasting won't even be a thing.
We're still going along. Dial in to 90.1 for your Bring On The Weird.
We'll be like AM radio. People will be like, what is a podcast? People listen to podcasts now? Still?
We're in like 1505 AM.
That's about what time I wake up. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. Not 1505.
305 these days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, 1505 is 305 PM. Wow. Yeah, I get up at 3:30 in the morning. Ugh. That's why I responded to that Discord message so early this morning, because I was in bed when last night.
Right. We need more people in the Discord.
Yeah. We're going to put our Weirdness HQ. We're going to put that link in the show notes here.
Yep.
Starting now. I don't know why I haven't been doing it. It just completely slipped my mind. But there's a link to our Discord. All of our links are on the website. And then there's also a link to our Discord. You just click it, accept the invite, and boom, you're in.
Right. That's it.
Start talking to us. Tell us what you want to hear. Give us topic ideas. We could use them.
Mm-hmm. weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird.
Mm-hmm.
Because Discord comes up with some wacky links, boy.
Yeah. I will look at it and see if I want to put it in the notes. If it's too crazy, I might not.
All right. The idea for weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird is to put all of our links there in a super simple format.
Yeah, and I was checking it out today, and it you don't even see the link. You just, it says Discord, click on Discord, boom, it takes you straight there.
That's the idea.
Yeah, beautiful. It's nice and clean, looks great.
Super user-friendly.
Yep, so make sure you guys check it out. And like I said, I'll put the link to our website in the show note links here. Or in the show notes. In the show note link? You know what I mean.
Show link notes. Notes, links. It's link notes.
Zelda? Slinks.
What?
What are we doing?
I'm getting the hell out of here.
2 years and we're still doing this shit.
It's RMO, baby.
Some epic fails on this show. But it's okay.
Totally fine. So when I first started, I was looking up something to some kind of topic. I went to Bibliotheca Pleiades and just started poking around. And then I found something about Arcturians. This was, my God, was this 2 months ago at this point? Probably.
Yeah, probably. It's been a while.
As I was reading down, it said something about the keys of Enoch. And I'm like, okay, what's Enoch?
A janitor.
Just this guy.
He just got a big old key ring.
These damn ascended childrens, they're always wanting to go to these new places.
Yeah, can you imagine? You're in a hurry. You're like, come on, Enoch, I really got to pee. Can you unlock the bathroom? He's like, hang on, I got to go through all my keys here. Ting, 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 ting. Not that one, not that one, not that one. You just piss your pants right there. Or you're fucking... your skirt, dress, or whatever they wore back then.
Just your robe, your toga. Come on, dude. I just pissed my toga.
I just peed right on my donkey skin sandals. Completely ruined my goat fur underwear.
Do you know how long it took to taxidermy that goat fur underwear? Come on, Enoch. I don't even wear underwear anymore.
Uh-oh.
That's Enoch.
I stopped and looked at you. I was like, you... What? We're getting a little TMI
free
on the show.
Balling. No, I don't. Me personally, no, I couldn't. I'm not there at this point in my life. Maybe when I'm an old man, but I don't think so. Everything's got to be in. Everything has its place, and every place has a thing. Know what I mean?
Yeah, and I wear a lot of basketball shorts, man. And it's just there's nothing stopping the flop there.
No. Gravity's a bitch. Then there's just this.
Yeah.
You can't have that out there on the court. Come on.
You need some support there. Just like our female counterparts, the ladies, all women, you need some support. You can't be out there jogging with nothing. You're going to put your eye out. Break your nose or something.
It'd be bad news. You don't want all that.
We're 12 minutes into this in our time, and what have we done? We've talked about free balling, free boobing.
Nothing.
We talked about our 2-year anniversary.
It was close, real close.
Yeah.
Numbers. This is what we do. This is how we roll. Just wait till we go live on stage somewhere.
Yeah, we'll never. People will be in the audience just fucking so pissed off. Just like, yeah. When are you guys going to start? What do you want us to do here?
Then we can record that live. It'll be on the live recording. That's just some soundbite. Our soundbite.
Never mind.
Okay.
I was
going
to say something.
You're looking at me like you wanted to do something.
I thought I forgot something. Nothing to do with the show, something my wife asked me to do, but I did it, so I'm good.
All right. I hate those moments. You're just walking along, and you're like, there's a thing.
oh shit, I didn't do it. Now I'm tied up. Now I can't do it. Now she's going to get home before I can do it. And oh my God, she's going to kick my ass. Oh my God.
Get the chicken out of the fridge. She's pulling in the driveway. Chicken's not out of the freezer.
Oof. Actually, it was exactly along those lines. It was pork chops that she had pulled out of the freezer this morning, and she wanted me to put it in the sink in cold water for them to fully thaw out when I got home, and I thought I forgot it. I did not.
It's in there chilling. You ever see that meme with the turkey or a chicken? And man, I may as well look it up. I don't know all the words. Yeah, maybe we'll skip it because I don't know what it was. But it's, the image is a chicken, like its arms are up or its wings are up. It's hugging an onion in one arm. And then I think he put a cigarette in its mouth. Or it's got a beer. I think it's got an onion in one arm and a beer in the other arm. And it's sitting in a sink. And it's a defeathered chicken.
Oh, I know exactly. I was thinking it was a cartoon, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I think. I thought the one I saw, it was chilling in like a pot, like a hot tub.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well, can't find it. But back to the Arcturians, I suppose.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I was going to be able to find more of a connection between Enoch and the Arcturians, but there's not.
Really?
Nothing, like, concrete. I guess in a way you could probably think all that stuff we talked about with Enoch, and he had those encounters with the angels, and the angels gave him the tour of the cosmos and stuff like that. So there's a possibility that Enoch became aware of the Arcturian vibrations, the fifth dimension, and he just went on this cosmic telepathic journey from our third dimension into the fifth dimension. No?
So he was just aware of them?
I think so.
Okay.
If you took that whole story of the Book of Enoch and twisted it so that the angels that they talked about are actually these aliens from a far-off planet, and we can't see them with just our plain, stupid human eyes. We have to have an additional sense, an awareness, an ascension to a different dimension.
Yeah. I mean, so, that makes sense. You go to the ocean, you don't always see the sharks, but you know they're there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he didn't see them, but he knew. He knew they were around.
He had that vision quest.
Yeah.
Remember when the watchers fell? They're like, dude, come on, go tell him. So he went and took a nap. Oh, man, this crazy dream I had. You guys aren't going to believe this. Anyway, God said no, so you're stuck here.
Mm-hmm. Did you still want to hear about my quest, or you just want the bottom line, right? Like, God said no? Or do you want to hear? And maybe I shouldn't have said that yet. Maybe I really want to tell you guys about my journey. And you're like, fuck you, Enoch.
You just Tarantino'd that for us. I don't want to hear anymore. That's the end of the story.
They'll start with the end.
But a little bit about Arcturus. Arcturus is a star out in the sky, and it's not that hard to find. But the thing is, as far as we know right now, there's no planet, there's no habitable planets around that star system, the Arcturus star system.
Habitable for life as we know it.
As we know it. Unless the entire place that they are in is living in the fifth dimension, then we're not going to see it anyway.
Well, interesting. Like, there is a planet there, but it's in a different dimension.
Yeah, so it's like a higher wavelength that we can't even perceive.
That trips me the fuck out, dude. That, like, there's shit that we can't see because just our eyes, we can't, just because we can't.
Right. Maybe it's not just dark out there. It's just that we're too stupid. We're not evolved enough to see what's in the dark, what we consider the dark out there.
Yeah, they're saying there's got to be another force, or dark energy, dark matter, or whatever. Maybe not. Maybe there's just a whole bunch of shit we can't see, you know what I mean?
Stupid human eyes.
Like, look at all these fucking planets up here. We really got 27 planets in our solar system. We have no fucking clue.
They're just everywhere.
We got the fucking Jetsons living on Earth. You know, all their houses up above the fucking clouds. We can't see them.
Every once in a while, if the light hits it just right, you see a castle in the sky, and you're like, oh, that's an optical illusion. No, man, I just peeked into the fifth dimension.
Yeah, dude.
That's bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Every time someone says that, I think of that song. And I didn't even listen to that song.
No.
I just know that part. I don't even know who did it. Katy Perry?
No, before her.
Madonna?
Ooh, a little bit after her.
Pink?
Same era, sort of.
Gwen Stefani?
Yep.
Yes, it just hit me. I was like, that's it. Yep.
She used to be cool with No Doubt. Remember the No Doubt days?
No doubt about it.
I'm leaving. The brilliant star Arcturus sparkles with a golden, yellow, or topaz hue high above the eastern horizon during the mid-evening hours. Arcturus, which lies in the constellation of Bootes. Bootes. Okay. But it's spelled Bootes.
I like big Bootes, and I cannot lie.
Bootes. Because one article that I read said, do not pronounce it as booties. Okay. And how do we pronounce it?
I'm going to spit my water out.
It's not booties.
I got a lot of expensive equipment here, man.
Spit on the booty.
I don't think that would be appreciated.
I don't know. It all depends on the person.
Hey, there's all kinds of kinks out there.
To eat his own.
Yeah. Eesh.
Arcturus, which lies in the constellation Bootes. The Herdsman ranks as the fourth brightest star in the night sky, behind Sirius, Canopus, and Alpha Centauri. And the way you find Arcturus, the star, is you follow the arc of the Big Dipper. So the handle of the Big Dipper, it has a sweeping arc to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you follow the arc down, it kind of points at Arcturus, the bright star.
Huh. And we can see this with our naked eye?
Yeah, it's the fourth brightest star in the sky.
No kidding.
Yep. Because it's not that far away.
I wonder if I've seen it and I just assumed it was Mars, because you said it's got like a reddish,
yeah,
yellowish hue, right?
Mm-hmm. You may have. That's probably Mars. No, may not be.
No, I'm going to look for this.
Yeah, do it. And you can tap into the Arcturian fifth dimension telepathy.
I need Dr. Stephen Greer to help me with that.
Ooh.
But I need to pay him thousands of dollars for him to teach me how to do that. Fucking quack. Just kidding, in case he ever wants to come on the show.
What's the dollar store version of Stephen Greer?
Bill Gates.
He's a farmer now. Leave him alone.
Very suspicious indeed, my friend.
A little bit. Suddenly he's buying up a bunch of farmland. Hey, everybody go get vaccinated. I'm retiring to a farm. Bye. And
it was right around the same time when he was like, we got to stop, humans, we got to stop eating meat. We need to start eating fake meat. Like, okay, now you bought all the farms and shit? Like, are you going to stop producing cows and shit? Because, look, I like a good burger. And don't fucking tell me a black bean burger is the same as a regular burger. And don't try to tell me the Impossible Whopper is the same as a Whopper. It's not the same. And you can pretend it is. You can hold your fucking nose. You can close your eyes. It's not the same. Go to hell.
Damn. Mic drop.
Boom.
You're right. I agree. But I don't know what Billy G is doing out there. Something fucking suspicious is what he's doing. He's going to give the vaccines to the cows now. Oh, man. Cowpox. Here we come.
He's going to put it in the meat, dude. Yeah. Fuck. Now I'm going to have to become vegan.
And grow your own Impossible Whopper.
I'd rather take the vaccine than become vegan.
God.
You hear that, Joe?
Biden?
No, vegan Joe. The guy.
One and the same.
Yeah.
Arcturus is 40, what was it? I think it was 40 light years away. Let me make sure here. Well, they thought it was 40 light years away. So what happened was, I think this is pretty freaking cool. The Chicago World's Fair, the first one was in 1893, or no, The previous World's Fair in the city had occurred 40 years earlier in 1893. The Chicago World's Fair of 1933, what they did was they took the light that comes from Arcturus because they assumed at this time in the world that it was 40 light years away. So in 1893, the light coming from Arcturus would be the light that they receive 40 years later at the World's Fair in 1933.
That's fucking trippy, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's not it. They were like, no, this is so cool. This is what we're going to do. We're going to harness this power to turn the lights on at the World's Fair.
Hmm.
The fair's organizers hit upon the idea of using the star's light as a part of the new exhibition and as a way to commemorate the previous Chicago's World Fair. At 9:15 p.m. Central Time on May 27, 1933, telescopes focused the star's light on several photoelectric cells. The electric current from the star-powered photocells was used to flip a switch that turned on the floodlights at the exhibition grounds. Isn't that fucking wild?
Yeah, it is.
I love the idea of that. But what blows my mind about the whole thing is, why are we still using fossil fuels if we could power this thing to trip this switch with starlight? Far, far away starlight. We got a big-ass star of our own here.
Well, I think you know the answer to that, buddy.
Money.
Money. While you were talking, I was using my little... I forget what this app's called. Night Starman. Sky. Night Sky. Yeah. I was trying to find where... But it's not working, I guess, because I'm in the basement here. It's not really...
Got your data on, your location?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll try it later. I even searched for it, and it can give me directions, and it's got an arrow pointing. But when I turn that way, it, like, won't go anymore. So I don't know if it's having a hard time picking me up down here in the basement or what.
You're bumping into the edge of the simulation. Just give it a minute. It's lagging.
It's having a hard time rendering all that shit. It's like, wait a second. You're not out there to visibly see. There's nothing's rendered out there. What are you doing?
Yeah, just, no. You can't do that today. There's a patch coming. What? I didn't say that. But this is all cool and good. They fully believed that's what they were doing then. But later on, they found out that Arcturus is more likely 37 light years away, which is fine. They narrowed it down a little bit more. So the light that came from 1896 was the light that they used for the World's Fair in 1933.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
37 light years away, not that far.
No. No, it isn't. Even 40.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to everything else out there, not that far away.
What? That's not our closest star, is it?
I don't think so. I didn't look that up. You want to look that up real quick? I'll keep going here.
Yeah.
Today, astronomers know that Arcturus packs a lot of punch despite being only about 1.5 times the mass of the sun. Now, there was various things on that. It says it's 1.5 times the mass of the sun. Relatively close. Arcturus is a red giant of spectral type K1.5, an aging star around 7.1 billion years old that has used up its core hydrogen and moved off the main sequence. It is about the same mass as the sun, but has expanded to 25 times its size and is around 170 times as luminous. Its diameter is 35 million kilometers. Damn it.
Jeez. I'm looking here, and I don't even see it. Of course, I'm on fucking Wikipedia here. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
What is its technical name? Is it Arcturus?
Yeah. Arcturus. It's in the constellation of Boötes.
Okay, so Proxima Centauri is our closest at 4.2 light years away.
So if we could travel, see, that's the big issue, getting to these places. If we could travel at light speed, sure, it would take 4 years to get there, which is, that's a long-ass trip. But You know, if you can get up and move about the cabin, if you could travel at light speed, but even if you could travel at half light speed, 8 years, 9 years away?
Yeah.
That's a... So go ahead.
I was going to say, so I guess to answer our question, no, that is by far not even close to our nearest star.
No, but it still seems pretty close because, you know, you always hear like something's 40 million light years away or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
So if you could travel at light speed, it would take 40 million years to get there. That's far. I mean, it is pretty freaking close. So physically, does that matter in the fifth dimension? If you're a fifth dimension being? Something to ponder.
No, I would say not.
Because fifth dimension, it doesn't care about your stupid time and space. Length, width, depth, that's for 3D people.
Well, I mean, look at what we can do to 2D. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just something on a piece of paper, we can fucking bend it and then boom, all of a sudden things are close to each other and that's 2D. Like, what can fucking 5D do to us? You know what I mean?
Exactly. But I bet you're wondering, well, we skipped over 4D.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to this David K. Miller, I think I had you listen to that podcast. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fourth dimension is what you were talking about last week. Is the cycle of reincarnation.
Yeah.
So the physical plane is the third dimension, and then when your soul moves out of this physical body to try again, you know, hit another one of those check boxes in the lesson list, It's moving back through the fourth dimension to come back down to the physical 3D, physical as we know it, 3D dimension.
So the fourth dimension is... like the waiting room for souls.
That's what I'm getting out of it?
Like the soul realm.
Yes.
Hmm.
David K. Miller says that we live in the third dimension in our physical form. The Arcturians are helping us transcend to the fifth dimension. What happened to the fourth dimension? Sometimes consider the astral world. It's still part of the Earth's incarnational cycle. That means when you die, you will come back to the Earth. Similar to the wheel of karma in Hinduism and Buddhism. Just what you were talking about. It blew my mind.
Yeah, it's wild shit, man.
We continuously come back through the 4D until we can reach the 5D. The 5D can be described as the Garden of Eden. It's the home where Jesus is.
Huh. So what does he believe?
What does David Miller believe?
Yeah, so he mentioned reincarnation, but he also mentioned Jesus lives in 5D.
In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, like, so he's got some Christian ideas there, he's got some reincarnation ideas there. Or is he just assuming Jesus was a fucking Arcturian who came here to help us and he zipped out?
Yes.
Ah.
That's the idea. That we're all we have a little star seed of everybody in us.
Hey, you get your seed out of me, buddy.
Well, that's what Carl Sagan said. We're all made of star stuff.
Yeah, we could be.
Could be.
Could be. I don't know. I mean, I guess everything is star stuff, right? I don't know.
He didn't want to say star seed because wasn't it a song then? Something about a star seed? And seed can be contrived as, you know, the seed of life.
Yeah.
Sperm.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have a problem talking about panspermia.
Panspermia?
Yo, you don't know about panspermia, brother?
No, where's that at?
No, it's not a place. They question whether or not that's how we got here. Like, we came from another place, and, I don't know, our fucking bacteria, the bacteria before became us, or whatever the fuck, was on an asteroid, smacked into Earth, and all of a sudden we're like, this is our home now.
There was something else I was reading just today about this stuff, that there was another planet, and what happened there was they got so advanced in technology, so advanced in robotics and automation, that things began to get fucked up, and then they had to move to this planet.
Hello, build a wall.
And then that's exactly what we're doing now.
Yeah, we're going to make them pay for it. We're building a wall right now out of fucking space debris up there.
Ugh.
Prison planet, buddy. We've trapped ourselves in. We're fucked.
It's going to be nowhere. K-N-O-W-E-R-E. K-N-O-W-H-E-R-E. Nowhere. Something like that.
Think we should take a break?
Yes. Let's have ourselves a little break. Somewhere between right and wrong, there is a garden. I will meet you there. Rumi. How about that quote?
It sounds like he's got a little beef with the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. You know? You're good. You're wrong. In between, that's where the garden is.
Right. So, yin and yang.
Ooh. So, what is it? So, he's saying there's, like, right in the middle is perfect balance?
Yes.
Interesting.
So, the Arcturians aren't purely holy goodness. There's still, you know, everybody has a little bit of something in them. They're not totally emotionless. They love everything, but, you know, there's a give and take. So, was Jesus perfect? Eh?
Well, I mean, you and I were taught that he was, right?
I suppose. But, I mean, you know, he's, yeah, what can we consider a flaw? I don't think there's a flaw.
We're just going by our teaching, what we were taught as in church, you know what I mean? Like, of course they're not going to say anything bad about their fucking mascot, you know what I mean? That'd be like me talking shit on the Philly Fanatic. I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? That's my team's mascot.
Relegated Jesus to a mascot.
Yeah, guys, take it easy. I'm not saying Jesus is a mascot, but what I'm saying is he is like the team captain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, he's a face of that team.
Yeah, they're not going to talk bad about him and say like, well, you know, he was perfect, but he did fuck up these couple times. They're going to scrub that from the Bible.
There's quite a few things they scrub from the Bible.
We learned that, didn't we? We did learn that.
So, yeah, there's balance, but it's not 100% pureness. I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm trying to say. Do you have any idea what I'm even trying to talk about? Like, you're not just this supreme holy thing. You have flaws, too.
They're ascended, but they're not a perfect civilization. Like, it would be like if our civilization ascended, you'd still have some good people, you'd still have some bad people, but is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know, maybe.
Huh.
Everything has to be balanced, and there's some people that are good, there's some people that are bad, and there's some positive energy, there's negative energy. There's got to be a balance. That's my, I guess that's what I'm getting out of that quote from that Rumi, R-U-M-I.
Well, I mean, if there's no bad, there could be no good.
Yeah, it just is.
Yeah, I mean, if, like we've said before, if everybody's good, then nobody's good. Or if everybody's fat, then nobody's fat. It's just, that's the standard. That is it, and they probably don't even have a fucking word for it.
Right.
So these Arcturians are not like that. Like, they understand they need a balance, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
I guess.
Or Rumi. Rumi is saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere between right and wrong, there is a garden. I will meet you there. I don't know. It's just a quote that kind of stuck with me. That don't lean too good, and or don't lean too bad.
Why not lean too good, though?
I don't know. What is too good?
I guess if you're too good, at some point, we as a human, we need to be selfish, because if you're too good, if you're always focused on helping everybody, it's a detriment to yourself, because then you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to take care of other people before you take care of yourself. So maybe that's kind of where it is. Maybe that's where the balance is.
So help your fellow person to a degree, but you can't do everything for them.
Yeah, but also be a little selfish at times. You know what I mean? Maybe don't help the person who you know is just going to fucking squander. Or, you know what I mean? Like, just maybe don't give the guy $10, you know, to get gas in his car when you just know he's going to buy a fucking pint.
Right.
I guess, I don't know. I guess balance makes sense. You can be too good.
Yeah. You just give in to everything.
Look at God. You know what we learn about God? He fucking wiped out the planet, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's good.
He's good for the things that he wanted to be good for.
Yeah.
It wasn't good for... Well, he saw what he considered the evil. The Watchers came down and did what they did with the human women, the daughters of man, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then he was mad at that, so he decided that everything needed to be... needed a clean slate. Just wipe it all out. Start over. I don't know, man. That seems a little bit evil. Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, who... what? I don't want to get smited here, dude. I mean...
It's almost like the Watchers had free will to a point. You can do this... What's that? There's a quote... There's a lyrics from Metallica. You can do it as long as it's done just how I say.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'm going to get a shirt that says that. That's what I'm going to start telling my kids.
Go ahead and do that thing, but I'm going to tell you how to do that thing. I'm going to find that exact lyric.
Think of it like this. If I create a whole tray of gingerbread cookies and I say, you know what, they're a little fucked up, I had the right to throw them in the trash, right?
No, we're just a bunch of gingerbread cookies.
I mean, he just created us and he's...
Yeah.
You know, he created us and he's like, let's see what these fucking things can do. You know? And he's like, you know what? They're a little fucked up. Put them in the trash. Let's start again. Let's make a new batch. So save that one, though, because that one looks pretty good. That one looks tasty. You know, he's shaped right. And
That was Noah. He had the red skin and the white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see... We didn't even bring it up in the last Enoch episode, but the one that I shared on Instagram today was people of that time, they weren't pale white Anglo-Saxons.
No, they weren't.
So if Noah was a pale human with white hair and they were completely shocked over this, does that mean that... As a white American who was brought up as Christian and all that stuff, we believe that Jesus was just some white surfer dude, right? And a bunch of the figures of the Bible were just some white dudes.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course we've Anglified. Is that a word?
Sure.
We've Anglified everything, you know? We're like, you know what? Jesus, his hair was a little too curly. And his skin was a little too olive for my liking. Let's whiten him up a little bit. You know what I mean? Let's put him in the old Photoshop and change the contrast a bit. Oh, that hair? No, fuck that. You got to get rid of that hair. Give him that Courtney Cox hair. You know what I mean? Just.
I wonder if all that stuff was in the Library of Alexandria. Like the before stuff.
That's one of those things that really upsets me. Is that fucking library. Like, imagine what we could have known.
Yeah.
The shit we could have known. Oh, that... It was so long ago. It still upsets me today. I'm like, let me find that motherfucker who did that.
The winners write the history.
It's the fucking George Orwell from 1984. I was just looking at it today because I was debating on if I wanted to delete this note.
Okay.
Winston Smith, he was the main character. He worked for a company anyway. The party, which was the bad guys, I guess, their slogan was, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the future controls the past.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I mean, it's true. We don't know history. I mean, we know what we've been told.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right now, I could go upstairs and tell my kids, you know what? I used to be a fucking NASCAR driver, but, you know, all the pictures they got, you know, I quit because of you guys. It was unsafe. And they're going to believe it.
Yeah, they wouldn't know any better. You are the authority to tell them.
Yeah, and that's what's happened to us, I believe. I believe we don't know shit about our history.
No, nothing. No, because as far as we've been told... We have been the winners.
Always. Except for what, Vietnam?
And we're the good guys.
Oh, of course, dude.
Yeah, that's what we've been told.
USA.
But the post on Instagram that I put on there was, you know, a darker skin person, you know, whatever nationality that may have been, but with albinism.
Yeah, I saw it.
So that, to my mind, to my ignorant white American mind, that just blows it up that Noah would be an olive skin person of that area. What was like Sumeria, Mesopotamia? That's the cradle of life, that whole area. Yeah, I mean, and then he comes out albino, and they're like, wow, that's not mine, dude.
You've probably never seen anything like that.
No, no clue.
You know, everyone comes out there with a tan. And then he shows up just fucking pale as all get out, and they're like, okay, I don't know what the fuck this thing is. It's not mine. Look how tan I am. Look how beautiful I am.
Perfect. Mocha skin. You can do it your own way if it's done just how I say. Huh? That's the lyric. Eye of the Beholder, Metallica.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask what song.
It's a fan-damn-tastic tune.
They all are, buddy. Metallica. I fucking love Metallica. I always have. And people are like, oh, you're not a rock fan if you like Metallica. You're just a fake rock fan. Like, well, they're fucking good. They've been around for how long?
Ever?
For a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some people will be like, whoa, they're the fucking pop of metal. Like, yeah, pop means popular. So, okay. Yeah, nailed it. Thanks for trying to insult me.
Yep, whatever. Anyway, should we keep on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I don't know. The book, The Keys of Enoch, has described Arcturus, the Boötes constellation, as the midway station or programming center used by the physical brotherhoods in our local universe to govern the many rounds of experiments with physicals on our end of the galaxy. Their total focus in every aspect of their society to the path of God realization.
Okay.
That was in The Keys of Enoch, that book. I did not read that book, but that's when I went down the path of Enoch and trying to figure out who and what he was and his adventures in the cosmos.
So the Arcturians are trying to figure out God realization, or?
Yeah, they're moving on to the next dimension.
So is God further? Is he like sixth, seventh?
I don't know how many dimensions there are. When I was looking that up, I'm like, okay, fifth dimension, what's that? Sixth dimension, that's a thing, seven, eight. And then one thing said there could be up to 10 dimensions. What are all these dimensions?
What the fuck does a sphere look like in 10th dimension?
I don't know.
Jeez, dude.
I don't know. That might be worth going down a little bit of a rabbit hole. Like 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D, 5D.
40.
40. I'm getting close. My wife's even closer. That's December. She'll be 4D in December.
I'll be 35 in March. 3D5. It doesn't work.
3D5. We're halfway there. Sort of. Halfway in this 10-year span? This decade?
Yeah, I'm fucking old, dude. I'm fucking... What the fuck?
Don't call yourself old yet. You're not there.
What happened to life? What happened to life, man?
You gave it to the kids.
It's gone. Oh, God.
I keep thinking, since we had kids so young, number one, just graduated high school, 18, she'll be gone soon, like... in a couple of months, off to college and off to life. And then in 10 years, the youngest one will be there.
Yeah.
And then we're still going to be, I feel like in 10 years, we'll still be at a, you know, in the overall scheme, we'll still be at a fairly young age without kids in the house.
Yeah. Our youngest, 10 years as well. I want to be mid-40s, dude.
Yeah, man.
Fucking prime, dude.
Right. Get the kids out. They're off to school. They got their own college debt. Yours is gone. You never had, or you never had any something.
Yep,
it's time to get yourself. Yeah.
We'd join a nudist colony then and just.
You know what? To each your own. It's not.
That is not what I want to do.
Running down the beach. The Arcturians teach that the most fundamental ingredient for living in the fifth dimension is love. They teach that negativity, fear, and guilt must be overcome and be exchanged for love and light.
So how is there a balance?
That's a very good question. I wonder if the balance is them trying to teach others. Like, they have to keep themselves. They can't go full love and light, just pure energy, pure positive energy. Their whole thing is coming back to Earth, coming back to the 3D dimension, and teaching more humans to ascend.
You know, I don't want to get us off topic again, but I heard a thing, I forget where I heard this from, that, so we're 3D, we're in the third dimension, the fourth dimension are like demons and hell and shit like that, and then the fifth dimension is like heaven and shit like that. So demons and stuff, they're in a different dimension, but it's higher than us, but it's still not up in the fifth dimension. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So with that thought in mind, and I guess the other one too, do we have to pass consecutively from dimension to dimension to move to the further dimension? Can we just be like, whoop, shortcut, pass the fourth dimension, go right into the fifth?
Yeah, just hopscotch right over it, you know, yeah. Fucking leapfrog it. Zoop. I don't know.
Hi from that demon. Whoop. See ya.
I don't even know if that's a common thought or if it was just something that somebody brought up and I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, because demons or whatever, they are clearly something more than us.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still lesser than heaven and God and Jesus and all that. So, you know, a higher dimension, but not quite as high as that.
But why? Why are they higher? Why can't they be the balance too? They are they're the negative to the positive. Why do they have to be a lesser thing?
What, demons?
Yeah.
Lesser than a
heavenly being. Well, fifth dimension.
They were heavenly beings and they were kicked out. So maybe they were kicked into the fourth dimension and they can't get back.
Yeah, but if they go toe to toe with each other, it's going to be an eternal struggle because they are both equally of their, you know, their, damn it, not personification, their attributes. Abilities. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but are they, I mean, physically, yes, but if it would be like me cheating on a test and then someone else just doing it from their brain, like I'm gonna have the upper hand. Like the 5D beings are gonna have an upper hand because I don't know, maybe they got special weapons there or something. You know what I mean?
the heavenly sword.
I mean, if they got in a boxing ring and it was fucking, you know, Rocky Balboa versus Apollo Creed here. Then you know, you might have a draw.
Divine uppercut.
Yeah. No, you can't use your horns.
Nope, this is going to be a fair fight. Who said?
I never agreed to that.
Exactly. See? Rule benders. But are they... It's going to be an eternal struggle with the same powers. So that is... Wouldn't that be the balance? Like, they haven't vanquished them. They're not gone. Right?
Okay, so...
They also still exist. So they didn't just go like, you're gone.
So maybe fourth dimension is hell and the demons and stuff. Maybe the sixth dimension is heaven and God and all the angels. The fifth dimension is where they meet in the middle and battle. I mean, it's the 50-yard line.
Right. It's Sweden. It's neutral ground. Everybody... Your powers don't mean anything here. We've reduced your heavenly abilities coming from the sixth. We've increased your fourth dimension abilities coming from the fourth. And now you're on equal ground.
I just thought of something. Maybe that's why to live in the fucking fifth dimension, you got to be all about the love and stuff. Otherwise, you're going to get booted back down to the fourth. Because you're demon-like. You know what I mean? Maybe that negativity can't stay there long. Maybe it always gets booted back. Boom, get out of here. Boom, get out of here.
As soon as you start straying off the path, boom, get out.
Yeah. This is like, you can only, you can be all about the love here, or you can go back down. Like, it's, the balance is love, and I don't know how to, I know what I'm thinking, I don't know how to fucking say it. It's like, love, and then you can go up, but if you're about the love, you can't go down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's, I like it. That's a good thought.
I don't know if it's a good thought.
It's a thought.
It's a thought, yeah. I have a lot of them, and usually they're piss poor.
Now check this out. The Arcturians travel the universe in their starships, which are some of the most advanced in the entire universe. One of the reasons that Earth has not been attacked by more warlike negative extraterrestrials has been these civilizations' fear of these advanced starships of the Arcturians. These ships are the cutting-edge state-of-the-art technology. One of the starships circling the Earth is called the Starship Athena, named after one of the Greek gods. So they're already there.
So who named it Athena?
I don't know. One of the Greek gods. So maybe this, maybe the Greek gods are ascended ones, like Jesus.
Maybe they are, yeah.
And they did their part. Now they're teachers someplace else, or they've already moved on.
So this sounds, I think I told you, this sounds a lot like the Blue Avians.
Yeah.
And that's, maybe we just did a quick snippet on them for our Aliens episode many, many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should cover that sometime. But Corey Good, I guess, is the guy who speaks to them or whatever, but they supposedly protect our planet as well with some sort of force field or shield or something, and that's why we haven't had an like a apocalyptic event, even though allegedly we're overdue. I mean, that's what I've heard, that we're overdue for an extinction level event.
It's been a while.
Yeah, who knows? But like, yeah, we said before, I think it was just, I don't think it was on the episode. We might have said it on the episode, but it's kind of like these people see something and describe it one way. And these people see the same thing and describe it a little different, but maybe they're the same thing. So maybe the Arcturians are Blue Avians. Maybe they just appear to people differently or whatever.
Maybe slightly differently, you know, depending on your perspective. I don't know who would have first described a Blue Avian or who would have first described an Arcturian, but from the description I have of the Arcturians, it seems like they're fairly close.
No way.
Yeah. Check it out. Apparently, the Arcturian society is governed by what they call the Elders. These beings are revered by the people of Arcturus for the advanced knowledge, wisdom, and extremely high vibrational frequencies. The higher the vibrational frequency, the closer one is to light or spirit or God. The Arcturians are very short in physical stature, about 3 to 4 feet tall. They are also very slender. They also all look very much alike in appearance. The Arcturians pride themselves in this because this erases the pettiness of comparison of looks, which is so predominant in our society. And I have a whole list of like specific characteristics. The Arcturians are the most loving and non-judgmental beings you can possibly imagine. Their skin is a greenish color. They have very large almond-shaped eyes. They only have 3 fingers. They have the ability to move objects with their minds and are totally telepathic. The source of food is in an effervescent type of liquid that is highly vitalizing to their entire being. Well, if there's not steak there, then I guess I'm not going.
How do they consume this liquid?
I have no idea. It's some, if they're fifth dimensional, they're just, well, I guess they have a mouth. We just can't see it. I don't know.
The reason I question this is, if you remember our Phil Schneider episode, he said that the Greys, who don't sound too far off from what you described appearance-wise, gray, greenish color, 3 feet tall, few fingers, slender, almond eyes, but they consumed their sustenance, I think, through their skin.
Oh.
I don't think they physically, I think, or they excreted through their, I think they consumed through their skin. So they would like rub it on their skin, and absorb it that way.
Fucking crazy.
So are the... Who's saying the fucking Arcturians are good guys? Maybe they're fucking Greys tricking whoever said that they're good guys. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Who knows? Maybe they're in contact with just a couple of people, and these people have been just telling all the shit. You can do it your own way as long as it's done just how I say.
Yeah, well, that sounds very satanic.
Uh-huh. A little mind-fucking. So
maybe, maybe aliens are just all demons.
And they're just persuading us that, well, we're doing the right thing. We're protecting you. Look at this
God
thing.
Doesn't fucking exist. How can God exist if there's aliens? You learned that he made you and you only. But now look at us. We're fucking from another planet. And then meanwhile, Satan's sitting back there. You know, he's all excited. He's like, good. Ha ha ha. Good.
Feeding the negative.
Yeah.
Making the fourth dimension stronger.
Yeah.
Their eyes are a dark brown or black color. Their main source of seeing is actually through their telepathic nature, not their physical eyes. Their sense of hearing even transcends their telepathic nature.
What?
I don't know how that works. So they can hear even better than they can think?
Hear better than they can telepathy?
They also have an ability to sense with the back of their heads. Like a teacher.
Yep. That sounds like a bird.
The average lifespan
like a teacher?
Yeah.
How does she see me pass that note? Fuck.
She's an Arcturian, dude. She's here to teach you.
Teach me what? Love.
Yeah, love.
Oh, yeah, she'll go to prison for that. Better not do that.
Nope, can't be teaching that in school.
Nope.
Sex ed as long as there's no physical contact. Huh? No? You need a supervisor in there.
But you can't watch them do it either. You know
No.
You can't be a bystander. You can't be a spectator.
Guys, listen, for this lesson, I bought a subscription to Pornhub. So what we're going to do...
Here's a bunch of condoms. I want to make sure you guys are doing it right. Here, try to put these on. Everybody, stand up against the wall. Drop
everybody.
Your pants.
Here's an artificial phallus for you.
No, they had them separated, dude. The boys went into one and the girls, at least they did for us.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
They taught us some stuff in fifth grade, but then health class in like ninth? Yeah, maybe there's some kind of health class in middle school. Seventh, eighth, ninth. Ninth for sure. That was high school.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was weird for me in fifth grade because up until then...
Because it was the janitor teaching you in the closet? Come on, Willie.
Harold, why are we in here, Harold?
I'm your new sex ed teacher. Look at my mop stick. It's not cleaning the floors, it's just making a mess.
Where do you think the bristles came from?
That looks like hair growing out above your wiener. That's a mop, Willie. That's a mop. You go home and tell your mom. She's like, "Oh, like that?" And like, "No, nah, it didn't look like that mop." It was fleshy colored.
He had it between his legs.
Your mom storms out. Ah, she's
Harold.
So pissed.
The average lifespan is from 350 to 400 of our Earth years. Now, that's funny here in a minute. Their highly developed spiritual nature has allowed them to never age since they have the ability to transcend time and space. But they terminate the life when the contract that has been arranged for their existence is up.
What?
Fucking dude, I talked about that last week.
Yep.
Soul contracts.
Yep. So they're...
Damn.
The soul contract, they're teaching the lesser beings how to be greater beings, and then when that contract is up, well, I don't know where they go. Do they go back to the fourth dimension? And then since they're an ascended being, they go back to the fifth? Do Arcturians have reincarnation?
They got to go up, right? They got to go up.
To the sixth dimension? I don't know.
Why would they go down?
I don't know.
There's like a demotion? Like, you didn't do a good enough job. Like, you taught them. Your contract's done, but you kind of did not so great, so we're going to have to move you down.
You taught them abortion? Are you fucking serious right now?
You showed them technology?
No!
Second dimension for you! They're just like on a piece of paper, like look like fucking Mario, 8-bit Mario. Mamma mia.
Or Goomba. Did you just invent the QWERTY keyboard? Fuck. No, back to Goomba for you. Who puts the alphabet out of order on the keyboard? Who did that? I don't know what 1D is, but you got to go.
Yeah, 1D.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Does it move? What's the one dimension? Just length? Just the width? It's not the depth.
I guess it. Yeah, just, I mean, length or width, I guess.
Just a dot? Just one of them?
Yeah, I guess. Can you? It's got to move, but, like, you couldn't go any further. Like, if you, like, you ran into something in 1D, that's just where you are. Because you can't jump over it. It's got to be a dot, right? Because there is no height.
There's no height. There's no length. You're just stuck.
Well, I don't know. What the fuck is 1D, dude?
I don't know. Clueless. I bet that would probably be a pretty decent episode. 1D, find out what 1 to 10D is.
If we can even figure it out.
I think some people are confused on a lot of them. Or some people are just making shit up as they go along. Because with the Arcturians, for the fourth dimension is the reincarnation cycle. But then whatever you know, the thing you found said the fourth dimension is hell.
Well, that's just something I heard. So I don't know. I mean,
see, well, wherever you pick your information from, it'll be like, okay, that's that thing. And somebody else could look for the same exact information and find something completely different.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like,
we're just a bunch of brains in a bucket, dude.
It's like we're just trying so hard to figure shit out.
Yeah.
But maybe to a detriment, you know?
We're hurting ourselves.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we're just making up stories and we're like, yeah, that kind of makes sense a little bit. I mean, it sounds a little sci-fi, a little kid's story-ish, but it could work in a, you know, in like a weird, magical dream kind of world.
Knowledge is power to a detriment. Like, that's what one of the angels told Enoch. You weren't even supposed to know this.
Fuck, man.
So now we have all this knowledge, we have all this information to cobble around however we think is right, and it's just a potpourri of madness. It really is.
Man, yeah.
I was going to go down this whole thing. I didn't think we would get this far. Or I thought I was going to get way further than this.
Well, we fucked around forever.
What?
Well, we fucked around forever.
There's a whole thing about Arcturian star seeds, and when I was going down this, it seemed like it was sort of zodiac-ish, because there's Arcturian star seeds, there's Lyran star seeds, which I guess they're kind of assholes, I think. There's Orion star seeds, Lyran star seeds. Not all star seeds are here to heal, though. Some, such as Lyran star seeds, see Earth as a playground for their soul to grow, expand, and evolve. As opposed to the Arcturians, who, they're at the core, they're pure rays of bright white light, here to gently usher in a new wave of creativity, peace, love, and unity. But the Lyrans apparently are just like, woohoo, look at this place, man. We're just gonna hang out.
It also sounds a lot to me like fucking reincarnation, dude.
Right.
The Lyrans. They're here to, what, fuck around and learn?
Yeah, grow, expand, and evolve. They're just here.
Isn't that fucking the whole premise of reincarnation?
Yeah.
Are we fucking Lyrans?
I don't know. This other website, it's typicallytopical.com, and I thought I was going to have enough time to go down at least some of these, or at least the Arcturian starseed attributes. But on this website, there's 19 starseed types. Which star system is your soul really from?
Whoa.
Seems a little, you know, a little hippy-dippy, but I think it would be interesting.
Maybe we'll link it.
All right. Typicallytopical.com. They got all kinds of stuff in there on that website. 19 starseed types. So Arcturians, Lyrans, Orions, Pleiadian. So that's what I was talking about earlier. We're all made of star stuff, and this was saying you could be a combination. You could be a hybrid starseed. A little Lyran in you, a little Orion in you.
Okay, so it's not saying that Lyrans are... Well, I guess it is.
They're all here. There's a whole bunch.
So I could have a little bit of Stardust from Lyra in me, mm-hmm. and a little bit from Arcturia or whatever it is.
Yeah. And then there's Sirian star seeds, the Sirius dog star. And
so then does that mean...
Indigo so children.
The Indigo children, they're the... What are they called? Star Child, right?
I guess... We can't go down this now. We're at the end of the episode.
I know.
But apparently the Star Children and the Rainbow Children, they're a newer generation. And there's some star beings that have been born on Earth. There's some that are newer to the area. I don't know, dude. I've started going down this and I'm like, no, I can't.
Hmm.
I know. So I might go down these star seed types and just see. It basically, it's going to be just a list of stuff and attributes, and there's so many that I'm like, okay, this is the Zodiac.
Yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like to me. We haven't done a list episode in a while.
Huh. Maybe I'll do that. And the research is already done. It's right here.
Yeah, there you go.
And like anything else, I'll start going down and be like, what's that thing? Okay.
Yeah. You'll end up with 25 pages of notes. We'll get through two of them,
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Two and a half.
I think we're good. That was Arcturians.
Yep.
You know what link I didn't put in that as of right now, but when you hear this, it'll be there on weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird. Our Patreon.
Yeah.
That needs to be in there.
Yeah.
Because you can go a little bit deeper in the Discord.
Ooh.
Baby. A little bit deeper.
Like it deep.
patreon.com/BreeOnTheWeird, and that would drop the ads for you, no commercials, and you get the episode a day earlier.
What a deal.
Stickers and a shout out. How about that? Which probably do not today, next episode.
Yeah, next one. Yeah. If you want some merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/BreeOnTheWeird, tpublic.com and search for Bring on the Weird, or zazzle.com/store/BringOnTheWeird.
Yeah. All the merch.
All kinds of cool stuff, guys.
Absolutely. Podchaser.com, that's not on there. /BringOnTheWeird, and then Apple Podcast, Bring on the Weird. Give us 5 stars and tell us if you think you're an Arcturian starseed here to lead us on the right path. Maybe an Arcturian. How about an Arcturian just contacts us? How cool would that be?
Whoa. Dude, what if one joins our Discord?
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
We can't, if we just say the link to the Discord, then it would sound like we're speaking a different language. Discord.gg/4T+
It would sound like we're speaking alien. Maybe that's how we contact them. Maybe we should say it. And they'll be like, "Wing, what? I heard.
Just show up.
Earthlings are speaking to me."
Then they wouldn't even have to be in the Discord. They would just be in our head.
Yeah, I can't have anything in my head, dude. That would trip me to fuck out.
Somebody else talking to you in your head.
Yeah, we've been watching, what is it, Manifest? Have you ever seen that?
I know what you're talking about. We haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, pretty good. A little cheesy at times, a little corny, like how they catch people, like, whoa, they just happened to catch this guy. But there's some voices going on there and some visions and all that. So pretty good.
Awesome. I want to check it out. I'll probably have to check it out without my wife because I'm like, hey, we should watch this show. Hey, we should watch this show. Yeah, we should watch that show. Like Jupiter's Legacy. I want to watch that. She's like, I want to watch that too. And we never watch it. We still have 1 season of Vikings left to go. What?
I was going to say, we typically will start a show and then not finish it.
Like Utopia on Prime.
We finished that.
Did you finish it?
I think.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.